You just got to pop down south west.
Correct.
Oh, my brain really had to do some math there for a minute.
Everyone listening is super bored by this.
When they go get like their refill of coffee and they're not really listening.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying.
Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jamie, it's Advent time. Put it in your cal.
I know what joke you were doing. Did you know
Advent
that I changed
calendar?
That I changed the name of our episode?
No, I put it.
Oh, I changed it in the document to first day of Christmas. Even though the 12 days of Christmas technically don't start till Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, it's Advent season.
It is. It's starting December 3rd, so in 2 days, make sure your heart and mind and stomach are prepared.
If you don't know what Advent is, Fal, did you do a historian? Okay.
I want you to lead us.
Okay, so Advent is, it is the 4 Sundays before Christmas Day in the liturgical calendar. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that's 4 weeks. This year it's only 3 weeks since Christmas Eve is a Sunday. But to celebrate Advent, in the early 19th century, German Protestants began to mark the days of Advent either by burning a candle for the day or more simply marking the wall or the door with a line of chalk each day. And so it's sort of like a countdown to Christmas.
It's a time to prepare your hearts and minds for the real meaning of Christmas. Jesus and snacks.
Yes, with snacks. So what's really, if you don't celebrate any of that, you just sometimes got chocolate every day when you were a kid leading up to Christmas.
Which is great, too.
So it made Christmas an even better holiday.
It's true. So today we're talking
Advent calendar snacks.
Jamie did say that she brought in some non-edible Advent calendars for your liking. I came across a couple myself, but I was trying to stay real focused. So,
well, one of them is too wild not to talk about. So here we are.
Okay, great. Well, let's start with the snacks.
Yes.
Since that's why we've all come together in this moment.
It is. And the majority of Advent calendar is some sort of edible treat.
I don't know. I had a busy week. I did not have time to do history on when we switched from marking our door frames with Tic Tacs to now moving to snacks in our Advent calendar.
I feel
but
like
whoever
it was,
became
yeah, it
came
was sort of
this.
A slow entry of little
Ooh,
toys,
we love, yeah.
Especially because it also is around the same time as Hanukkah, and there's 8 days of gifts on Hanukkah.
Sure.
So it's sort of a Protestant version, a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. More super, is more, us Protestants say.
super history detailed.
Driven today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You start.
Okay. If you are not on the internet right now and have or if you are on the internet right now and you have not seen the Bonnet Maman Advent calendar, do you get this added? Mm-hmm. I have seen it every single day.
No.
So Bonnet Maman is a jam jelly company. It's the one in the glass. It's a French company. We've talked about it before on the pod. It's my favorite of the jellies. But they have their own Advent calendar and it's little tiny
love.
Like Indivigi.
Indivigi!
Indivigi, like different flavored jams and jellies for every day. And here's what's sad is that because Advent's a little shorter this year, you don't get as many days of treats.
Sure.
So that's tough.
We are sad about that.
That's tough. So it's like it's 24, I think, when you buy an Advent set for 2023. So Bonnet Maman jellies.
Wait, I'm having a brain fart. We're saying that Advent's shorter this year, but isn't all Advent calendars the 1st to the 24th?
No. Last year, Advent started in November.
I know. But Advent calendars, I feel like, are always December, even though it's not Advent. From what I've seen, it's 1 to 25.
Oh.
Like it's leading up to Christmas.
I have not seen them all start on December 1st, but I believe you. Mm.
I think so. The okay. ones I've researched.
Okay, great.
It's like advent calendar, but you know what we're doing? We're doing 25 days of Christmas is really what we're doing.
Got it. Okay, great.
So just a little note there. Don't be sad. You will get your 25, hopefully. Okay, next on my list. Thank you, Hershey's, for knowing that we love you so much, for making a calendar filled with mini candies. You're going to get a Mr. Good bar. You're going to get a Hershey bar. You're going to get a Crackle. And then they're just going to rotate until Christmas Day.
Okay. You said Mr. Good bar's in there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because that's my sneaky Hershey fave.
Really?
Yeah.
What about it?
I don't know. I just really like it.
What's in it? I don't know if I've had a Mr. Good bar.
It's just peanuts inside a chocolate, but there's something about that combo that really...
Really speaks to
you. But only in the little mini size. Mm-hmm. I've never actually purchased a Mr. Good bar.
Sure.
I've just only had the ones that were given to me.
At Thanksgiving. I mean, Halloween.
Halloween. I was like, you give them a Thanksgiving?
Yeah, tell me come about to my Thanksgiving.
Okay, you said Hershey. I also, as I was reading, I found some that are not available to us in the U.S., but is in the U.K., mm-hmm. and they have a Reese's one. Mm-hmm. But it looks like a Plinko from The Price is Right, where you like turn it and every day one falls down, but it has to like kind of fall through this maze to the bottom.
I don't think I saw this one.
Yes, it was wild. I didn't look too long because I was getting sad that I don't have it available to me mm-hmm. to purchase. But let me see if I can find.
Okay, the one I found was also Reese's, and it was a mix between peanut butter cups and then candy Reese's pieces. Different than that.
Yeah, this is a peanut butter cup down the slide and pop out at the bottom. There's two flavors inside.
Oh, that's cute. Okay,
but they're all like the little tiny, I'm going to keep using the word individi cups.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Good news is, U.S., don't be sad. If you go to Amazon, there is a Reese's Advent calendar, and it's Reese's Pieces.
Good job.
And small mini peanut butter cups.
I want a Reese's one with all large shapes.
That's what I was saying. I'm writing in.
Yep.
To our contact, Megan.
I'm sorry, Reese's. Do you have a comment, questions, and concern box?
Yeah. Okay, what's next on your list? Because I just talked about Reese's, too.
Okay. My next one is it's about snacks, but it's a little adjacent. Williams-Sonoma has a baking cookies one.
They have so many.
But this one is all like things to help you bake cookies. So every like one is a tree of a cutout. One is like a little whisk. One is a little. And so by the end of the time, you can make cookies. You have everything you need to make Christmas cookies.
That's a great idea.
And I thought that was really fun.
That is a really, really good idea. Okay. Going off the Williams. Is it William Sonoma? Williams.
Williams, plural.
Williams Sonoma. They have a popcorn advent calendar, y'all. Different kinds of popcorn every day leading up to Christmas.
My next one is World Market has a popcorn one leading up to Christmas. I wonder if it's the same brand sold in both stores. That wouldn't
be right.
I don't
know. This one's green. Was yours green?
I don't remember.
I'm very excited because my current favorite midnight snack has been, or nighttime snack, not quite midnight, I'm old, been popcorn and peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh,
so my body is now like used to a little bit of popcorn before bed. And so I think this would be a great advent calendar for me because a little pop, pop. Oh, bedtime.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next on my list, easy peasy lemon squeezy Godiva chocolates.
Oh, yes.
They got a whole advent calendar. If you like Godiva, you're going to get one every day till Christmas. Easy buy for a friend who loves chocolate.
Yep. And my next one is just a cousin of that. If you don't want Godiva chocolate, Lindt also has one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So very Lindt good, chocolate.
Good. Godiva versus Lindt. Who are you?
Ooh. Lindt.
I'm Godiva.
Makes sense that we both listed those.
We love it. Okay. Next on my list, Keurig has 24 cups of cheer. That's what it's called. And each day, it's a different cup of tea.
Oh, tea.
Yes.
Okay.
Different flavored teas.
That's cute.
I feel like coffee would get kind of old and boring. So tea feels a little more like variety. But yeah, if you're a tea lover, Keurig is your best friend. 24 cups of cheer.
Okay. And if you don't think that coffee's boring, my next one is coffee.
Oh, wow. Okay. Tell me more.
Bean box. It's 24 different kinds of beans to grind and then have a different kind of coffee every day.
Oh, beans.
Yeah.
Coffee beans.
Coffee beans.
Okay. So you got to get a grinder for Christmas too, it sounds like.
Or if that's just your ministry, then that's the best Advent for you.
I love it. Okay. Next on my list, I've never heard of these guys, maybe because they're from Scotland. Walker's Shortbread Advent Calendar.
Oh, I saw that one.
Mm-hmm. From Yule, Scotland.
How do you feel about shortbread?
It's fine.
Yeah, I feel like 24 days of shortbread, I'd be like bored by day four.
Unless, I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm going to buy Walker's Shortbread Advent Calendar. You're going to buy Bonnet Maman Shortbread with and a jam.
Okay. And we pair them together.
Yep. Done.
Wow, I love that idea. That's so fun.
I know. Really fun idea.
Okay, my next one is, I don't even know the brand, but I've seen them at Aldi and at Costco.
Okay.
But they have wine and beer advent calendars. So you just, it looks like a box that you'd like get soda in and you tip it up on its side and then you just open up one can a day and the wine is in cans as well.
I love it. Very good.
So,
I would be all
about
that.
So for the adults listening.
Sure. Adults, keep your ears open. There's another alcohol that you can have for 25 days leading up to Christmas. It is Jack Daniel's whiskey samplings.
There's 25 different kinds of Jack Daniel's?
Well, yeah, there must be with all the different like batches and oaks and processes.
I want you to be my tour guide at Jack Daniel's.
Anytime. Welcome to Jack Daniel's Distillery, where we make our job your fun.
Hire her.
Hire me. I just came up with that on the spot.
Daniel's family. Mm-hmm. She's looking for a side hustle, apparently.
Do you think Mr. Daniel's has a son that's single and available?
Named Jack?
For you?
Oh, for me? I don't know. Maybe.
I'm taken.
I know. If you're working there, then you can be my wingman.
Exactly.
Great.
Can't wait to work there. Where is it located? Is it Kentucky?
No, that's the one that's down by where your mom lives.
No, that's George Tickle.
No, that's Jack Daniel's.
I don't think so.
Hold, please, everyone.
Okay, we're going to fight about this. Which also, I'm curious, does George Tickle have its own advent calendar?
It's a terrible... Jack Daniel's is in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Okay, where's Lynchburg?
Not far from like Tullahoma and Shelbyville, right?
I don't know. I've never been. I know for sure, because I've been there multiple times. George Dickel is in Tullahoma/Normandy, Tennessee.
See? That's like Winchester, Swanee.
Where's Lynchburg?
Shelbyville's right there. So it's just south. Jack Daniel's is in Tennessee.
Okay, cool.
Look, Tullahoma. Jack Daniel's.
You just got to pop down south. West.
Correct.
Oh, my brain really had to do some math there for a minute.
Everyone listening is super bored
This is when they go get like their refill of coffee and they're not really listening.
Yeah.
Okay, next on my list, we're going back to World Market, you guys, because you forgot to pick up your caramel calendar.
Different kinds of caramel?
Yes.
I did not see that one.
I know. Which, your teeth. Ugh.
Like, is it the chewy ones?
I think so.
Oh, I'm into that.
Get a little sticky.
Oh, I'm into that. But you just got to have a good separation time between your caramel of the day and your teeth brushing time.
Totally. Another great pairing, caramel in the morning with your beans that you're brewing from your advent calendar.
Oh. You're all about a double your pleasure, double your fun advent.
I'm just saying.
Double down on
more
that.
More is more.
More is more. We love that saying.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, Fal, another one we can't have in the UK, but M&S.
We can't have in the UK?
We can't have because it's in the UK.
Oh.
M&S
has... If you say Percy Pigs have an advent calendar, I will sprint out of this room and into oncoming traffic.
No, but Colin the Caterpillar does, but it's chocolate.
So wait, what? Colin is chocolate?
It's very confusing to me. So if you're a new listener, Percy Pigs and Colin the Caterpillars are gummies from a store called Mark and Spencer M&S in the UK. Mm-hmm. Our fave. We stan. Mm-hmm. But there's a Colin the Caterpillar chocolate advent calendar.
What?
See, look at it. Isn't it cute?
Colin is one of the cutest little caterpillars I've ever seen.
Behind each door is a Colin-themed milk chocolate with a whole bag of Festy mini Colin faces for Christmas Day.
Cute. Now that I say that, I will tell you that I did have some like chocolate coins that were Percy Pig branded. So
there
I
is a Percy Pig chocolate advent calendar too. If they could do one with gummies, I would be.
I know.
Just all the way in.
I know.
So.
We got a lot of ideas for advent calendars.
We do.
We should just start an advent calendar business.
We should. We've got time. We'll start next year.
Yeah, we have so much. Oh, yeah. We do have a whole year. I thought you meant we have time in our days. And I'm like, no, we do not.
No. I meant if we start now, we'll be ready for next year.
Sure. Okay. Next on my list. I hate this, but I will be gifting it to you if I ever find it. 12 days of hot sauce.
Okay.
It's a little spice for your tongue for the holiday season.
Ooh, yeah, that's definitely not a good gift for you, but I think that sounds fun.
I also think, I don't know how big the bottles are, but I would think you wouldn't use a whole thing.
Yeah, they're just little trial ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Travel size for those that need to travel. Mm-hmm. BYOHS.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay, so my next one is not a food, but we have to talk about this.
Okay.
There is a Disney 100 partnered with Swarovski crystals.
Sure.
Advent calendar. It is $1,300, but you get 24 little mini crystal ornaments that are Disney character shaped.
That is for all the Disney adults out there.
But $1,300 for an advent calendar felt shocking.
Is there a picture of one of those crystals?
Uh-huh.
What does it look like?
Just a little baby. So
it's
like
cute.
There's a picture of the mini, but there's like there's Minnie and Mickey. There's it's mostly just actual Minnie and Mickey. There is a there's like a candy cane and a star and a bunch of a mitten.
When you wish upon a star.
There she is.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going in to make no difference. You took a deep breath.
No.
So if you
are really wanting
to splurge, Swarovski crystal has a $1,300 advent calendar.
That's
for
crazy.
You.
That's crazy. Okay, I'm going to go back to the food.
Great.
I got three more to talk about.
That's great.
We're shopping back at Williams-Sonoma because we forgot, third trip back, Harry Potter has an advent calendar full of different treats from the movie and the books.
The candies. I did see that. Yes. My next one's also back to Williams-Sonoma. Okay. It is also one that you will not enjoy, but it is their peppermint bark.
No.
You know that we run to Williams-Sonoma at Christmas time to get that peppermint bark.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a whole advent calendar of it.
Wow. So just little broken off pieces.
Break me off a piece of that
peppermint bark. Okay, I got two more to talk about.
Okay.
And it is for the furry friends in our lives.
Oh, I saw
Trader
those.
Trader Joe's has their cat and dog treat advent calendars. Did I buy one for Teddy already? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I skipped right over that.
It is sweet potato flavors. I think most of them are salmon. And maybe there's one other flavor.
Do they look just like a little dog bone treat?
Yeah, not a dog bone. It's like different shapes.
Okay.
But they're all soft.
Okay.
And it's just so cute. Your little dog gets a... on the day, and then you can like open it up for him and then just give him his love and treat, pray with him. It's a perfect way to celebrate the holidays.
Oh gosh, pray with him.
I mean, Advent.
Oh gosh.
I also will say Fancy Feast has a cat one as well. So if you're more of a fancy feaster for your little feline friends, they also have a fun advent calendar for your cat.
That's fun.
Or for you, who are we to judge?
I don't know that Fancy Feast is edible by
humans.
I'm
just saying, some people have their little... Let's not yuck anyone's yums,
I cannot promote or deny that snack. Can't do it. Okay, my last two ones are not snacks, but they're very fun, and I feel like we should talk about them.
Okay.
Number one is Sephora. There is a makeup and skincare advent calendar. So let's say you're like, I'm not eating snacks this year. Well, then get you a skincare because that sounds so fun to me.
That's probably better.
Probably.
Work on that skin?
Yeah.
Except instead of the sugar, adding pimples to my face, which will be happening this season.
I don't know that it's proven that sugar causes pimples.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's your gut that causes pimples.
Well, my gut's not knowing what to do with the sugar and it's going boop, boop, boop. Okay. I have one that's not food related that I saw in my research.
Okay.
For all you Swifties out there, on Amazon, there is a Taylor Swift Christmas ornament advent calendar.
So it's whoever made that.
So it's a different, you know, Taylor Swift
is just
ornament.
Scrooge McDuck swimming in that pile of 100%. Coins because
100%.
You know those Swifties are gonna get wild.
They're gonna get those T Swift. Have you seen the T Swift trees that have like the friendship bracelet decorations on
them?
No,
I haven't.
Yeah, I love you, T Swift. I'm just not that into you, but
yeah,
I
yeah.
love you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, my last one is Legos. Have you seen the Legos?
Are they edible Legos or not?
No, no, no. Okay. Just like play Legos.
Okay.
So they have advent calendars. They've got like a city Christmas one. So by the end of it, you've made a whole little Christmas village.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
And every day you get one piece that you assemble, like a person or a thing. And so they have a Christmas city one, a Star Wars one,
okay.
a Harry Potter one, and a Marvel one.
Ooh!
I've seen the Harry Potter one. My friend's little girl had it last year. And it was so fun because you'd open it up and then you just like get to build a little Lego. So it was like one little activity a day.
Mm-hmm. We love that. Keep those kids busy.
So if you're going to do a chocolate one, get an activity one and they can eat their snack while they make their puzzle.
Until they make the puzzle. Then they get the snack.
Okay.
We're going to learn discipline at this house, okay?
Val's the tough parent. I'm the fun one. I just kind of love it because it's sort of a patient. It's like a lead up to Christmas. Uh-huh. It teaches you patience and self-control because you can only do one at a time. And it's gifts for multiple days.
It's true.
Did you do advent calendars when you were a kid?
I knew of them. I can't remember that like every year we definitely did one, but I do remember doing some sort of activity, like opening something, but I don't necessarily think it was food related all the time.
All I remember getting is the chocolate one, like a big box and you'd open it in a little
and
piece
then do
of
a
chocolate.
Little... Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. I like it so much.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have a lot of options for advent calendars.
It is a very fun time of the year.
Yeah. So go out there, share with us on Instagram at The Snack Show Pod what advent calendar you have purchased and where.
And it starts today, so it's not too late if you don't have one. Go out and get you one.
Yes. And happy Advent. That does start in 2 days.
It does.
Is there anything else we need to tell about advent cals?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Well, you know what time it is. It wouldn't be the holidays without it.
Wouldn't be a Friday without it.
It is a snack of the week.
Okay, Val, tell us. Okay. What is your snack of the week?
Okay, my snack of the week is, I'm going to reach down here.
Okay. Oh, we've got a show and tell here. Wow, still reaching.
Y'all, we've thanked them on Instagram. We've sung her praises. One of our listeners sent us Reese's Animal Crackers from Costco.
Oh, it is
we have been searching high and low for these, y'all. And someone came through. Her name is Cassie. Thank you so, so much for sending these. They are addicting.
I probably need to just make sure that they still taste the same.
See if they're fresh.
Yeah.
Are they fresh?
Oh, they're so good.
Now, the thing I didn't realize about them is half of it, actually more than half, is dipped in peanut butter. And then, like, the bottom has a little, like, stamp of chocolate on it. So
it's kind of the same.
Very peanut butter forward.
Rations as a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They're so good.
I love it.
I love it so much.
I'm sorry we're ASMRing in your face, but run to Costco.
Is Costco the only place you can get them?
No, I think someone told me they found them elsewhere, and I can't remember off the top of my brain.
Great. If anyone has seen these Reese's Animal Dip somewhere that is not at a membership place, let me know.
They describe this really well. These dipped animal crackers are covered in peanut butter candy. They're good. I'm just choking on some cracker. And dipped in milk chocolate.
Oh,
okay. So good ratio we got going.
What a dream! What a dream! Mm-hmm. What a dream!
Okay, Jamie, what's your snack of the week?
Okay, my snack of the week is, as I was doing advent calendar research, I just started thinking about Christmas. What are some fun things and snacks? And I forgot about these until today. And so my snack of the week is the Life Savers hard candy storybooks. Did you ever get those in your stocking?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a little book, and you open it, and then there's like usually 8 different rolls of Lifesavers, and there's one that'll be butterscotch. There's a few that will be like the fruit flavors, like orange, lemon, wild cherry.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be sometimes there's like a full one that's like all cherry, like all reds. There'll be some mint ones, but I used
Very
to get
fun.
So excited about those.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm excited to try and find them this year because I haven't had them in a long time.
I love that. What's your favorite?
Ooh, the butter rum.
Ooh,
butter rum lifesavers. Ooh, so good. So good.
I really
good.
Haven't had a hard candy lifesaver in a really long time.
But I also love the green, the lime.
Mm.
I think it's lime in the like five flavor fruit pack.
Very good. Very good.
So
love it. Okay. We cannot go anywhere because we have a listener snack of the week.
Can't wait.
Thank you for calling in. What is your snack of the week?
Hi, this is Sydney in Bozeman, Montana, and my snack of the week is graham crackers and milk. I like to break my graham cracker in half the long way. That doesn't work, that's fine. But I like to stack those long pieces on top of each other and just dip in a little bit of milk of my choice and enjoy. Just don't let the graham cracker sit in the milk too long or it will fall off in there. Love you guys.
That is a great snack of the week.
That is a great snack of the week. Gosh,
did you ever,
such a classic.
Did you ever have graham crackers and milk for an after-school snack?
I would do like Nilla wafers.
Oh, I can just think of that with dip it. You got to dip that graham cracker in at the right ratio, or if not, you're digging in there with your fork or your fingers to get the rest out.
Although I don't hate like a fun graham cracker cereal milk.
Oh, yeah. I also used to love the cinnamon graham crackers.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you kind of let it sit too long purposefully, that could kind of be kind of a fun little experiment.
It could, yeah.
Okay,
you lose your crunch, though.
The week. You do lose your crunch.
And you love a crunch, so. Your crunch. So yeah. I just want you to be thoughtful.
That's true. Thank you for remembering me. Okay, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. That is a great snack of the week. Try it at home if you haven't. And y'all, again, let us know about those advent calendars. We want to know what you're buying, snacking on this Christmas holiday season.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you next week.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.